Through a parliamentary question to the Minister of Health, Dr. Joe Pachler, the DA can reveal that our country's forensic pathology units lack the necessary infrastructure, which violates the care provided to the deceased, hampers criminal investigations, and places healthcare workers in unsafe conditions. Of our 117 pathology units, 53% have obtained certificates of competence. Following regular inspections, tests, while the remaining 55 have been denied due to poor infrastructure, as well as unhealthy and unsafe conditions, with violent crime continue to increase. As the 7,710 South Africans were murdered in the past year, this does not bode well for our healthcare system's capacity in assisting law enforcement to investigate these cases. This does not reflect well on the National Department of Health in its responsibilities to ensure compliance with regulatory standards, including ensuring that non-compliant facilities have implemented plans to make turnarounds. Inadequate forensic units also hamper notable state institutions like the South African Police and the National Prosecuting Authority in delivering speedy criminal investigations and ensuring justice in cases of murder and rape. We need to do better for our healthcare systems and strive for a national government and Department of Health which ensure that our infrastructure is maintained. The DA-led government can achieve this, as we will ensure that health facilities are independent, run supervised, as with no political influence at all. On the 29th of May, Election Day, let us take a step forward to achieving quality healthcare for all.